Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. New beginnings is not just for the young. I like to keep saying that over and over again. I think that when you keep repeating something over and over again, it becomes a part of how you think. Amen. And that's the beauty, one of the beauty of it, I think about in terms of the Lord. He's always ready to give us a second chance. It doesn't make a difference what we've done. but all we have to do is just come before God and just confess our sins to him with a sincere heart, and he is willing to give us a second chance. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we thank you for taking out time to come and feed on the Word. Amen. We are part of the body of Christ, and you know what? We just come together just to share, encourage, and lift up the name of Jesus, and that's all we can do. Amen. So as we move forward, for those of you who are listening by internet, I'd like to let you know that we are an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity of calling in to participate when the minister opens up the mics. Amen. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And also, additionally, if you would like to share this with a family or a friend, amen, it's a good way to evangelize, to share the Word of God with someone that may not know Christ, or just sharing the Word, amen. I believe the Word works on its own. All we have to do is just plant those seeds, and God does the increase. Amen. So you can go into the blog and into the archives, and Blog Talk Radio into the archives. So you would type in Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up this message that you will hear this evening and share it with someone. Amen. We'd like to thank you once again. We are in, actually, I was getting ready to say Atlanta. We are in Hampton, Virginia. Amen, amen. Where Pastor Dixon, who is our, she is our regular speaker. Of course, most of you know her. And if you don't know her, she is a powerful speaker, and she has a powerful word. She has a word for you this evening. Amen. So the next voice that you hear will be Pastor Rose Dixon out of Hampton, Virginia. Amen, amen, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Pastor Dixon, are you there?
Amen. I'm here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glad that you're here.
Yes.
One more day. Amen. Not just on
yes.
God, but just one more day. Another opportunity to present the gospel. Thank
more
God.
More testify. Yes. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for this opportunity. We thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to preach this word to you all. First of all, I'd like to thank God for God, first of all, and I'd like to thank God for Dr. Clay and his wife for doing an awesome job on this platform, giving people opportunity to preach the word. Amen. And so we thank God. I salute you all for your consistency. Hallelujah. I salute you all for being dedicated to God and to the kingdom, because this is what it's all about, doing the kingdom of God and doing the work of the kingdom, so that people can hear what God is saying in their lives on tonight. Amen. So I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. We're going to, let's pray. Did you pray, Dr. Clay?
Say it again.
Did y'all pray already?
No, we have not. I was leaving that up to you.
Okay. Well, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus, God, that you begin to have your way with this word on tonight, God. God, allow it to be a life-changing word on today, God. God, allow the hearers to hear what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. Open up our ear gates, God, that we may hear what you have to say for us in this season and this hour, God. Bless
yes.
right now the ones that's on this line now, God. Hallelujah. God, whatever that they're dealing with right now, I ask, God, that you work it out, turn it around for their good on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing
yes.
over this line tonight, God. I speak healing yes. over this line tonight, God. I speak healing
mm-hmm.
into your people right now, God. The manifestation of it to take place now in the name of Jesus. And as I'm praying right now, I sense in the spirit, and God is showing me somebody's dealing with some stomach pain. Hallelujah. Abdomen pain in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree healing in the abdomen area. the small and large intestines right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. God, we come against any blockage in the stomach area right now. Allow it to flow normal, God, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now, and we apply the blood over that situation right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are the great physician, God, and there's none like you, God, to do it the way you do with God. Hallelujah. You are the great healer, God. Heal right now, God. Why? Because we ask in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if we ask, it shall be given unto us. And I ask this night, God, that you touch that individual that's dealing with this stomach problem now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all things, God. Hey, I thank you, God, for all that you're doing, God, in the earth realm, God, and that you're doing with your people tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for a fresh wind. Hallelujah. A fresh wind through these airwaves tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing through these airwaves right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you today. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God, tonight. Hallelujah. Because you're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for keeping us to this appointed time, God, in the name of Jesus, that you kept us from all harm or danger, God, that you allow your angels to be camped around us on today. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you for the warring angel. Hallelujah. We thank you for Gabriel. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all the other angels. Hallelujah. That I didn't call by name. But we thank you, angels. Hallelujah. For taking charge and doing what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Protecting us and guiding us. Hallelujah. So we thank you, angels. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, I just feel something. Hey, mama, she can get a little. Hallelujah. I feel the shifting in the atmosphere tonight. Hallelujah. The shifting happening in your household right now as I'm speaking. God is shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is turning around some things in your family, in your household. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace. I speak peace over these families that's represented on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to the word, but I just got to get this out, Dr. Clay. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Peace in the marriages right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against every marriage, hallelujah, that's not like you, God. We come against it right now. And God, I ask you to push back the hand of the enemy against the marriages right now. They shall be together in the name of Jesus. We rebuke divorce right now in the name. We kick divorce out of that relationship right now in the name. We kick that divorce language out of that marriage right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace. Yeah. Peace over the marriage right now. They shall be one. Hallelujah. That's what your words say, God, that there'll be one flesh. Hallelujah. One body. Hallelujah. And I speak it to the marriages right now in the name of Jesus. I speak communication to the marriages right now, that they shall speak together. No more separation in the bedroom. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. No more division in the bedroom. In the name of Jesus. They shall come together as one tonight. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you can't have these marriages. Hallelujah. Because they're honorable before God. Hallelujah. God honors marriage. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to the pass the scripture. We're going to Mark the 16th chapter. Mark the 16th chapter, verses 15, and then we're going to drop down to 17. Ah, hallelujah. But we're going to talk about the four scriptures, but I just want to elaborate tonight on 15 and verse 17 tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says in Mark 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And we come down to the 17th verse, and it says, "And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues." And the word of God is blessed. And my subject tonight is, my thought process tonight is there is a mandate on your life. Hallelujah. Do you hear me out there? Hallelujah. There is a mandate on your life. Hallelujah. Listen, yeah. We are in a season where God is looking for his people to do his work. Hallelujah. There is a mandate on your life to do the will of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is calling for his people to stand up. Amen. And do what is required of him. Hallelujah. Listen, we all got assignments, amen? We all got assignments to do in the earth, friend, right? You all know that, amen? Amen? So we all have assignments to do. Hallelujah. There is some accountability that you have to do, hallelujah, and God is looking for you to do it. Listen, you say sanctified, you love God, and God is this and God is that in your life, and you say that. And in return, God is looking for you to do some things that he has called you to do in the earth realm. See, when we look at the word mandate means to order. It's an order. It's a commission. It's a course of action. Amen. It's just like when you get mandate at your job, right? That's an order that you stay over. You know, you did your 8-hour shift, but then the boss come back and say, you're mandated to stay. That's an order that you have to stay an extra 8 hours. And guess what? You do it, amen, to keep your job, right? And so God is telling us today, hallelujah, you want to work the kingdom? You want to be pleasing to God? Keep the mandate that God has called you to do, amen. Everybody has a different mandate, but tonight I'm going to talk about this mandate, amen. I'm going to talk about this commission that God has called you to do. The Bible says that Jesus was talking to his disciples, amen, and he was telling them, this is your first work, amen. Your first work is to spread the good news that Jesus died for our sins of this world, and he has risen, amen, hallelujah. This was the assignment of the disciples. They were out to go out to preach to the world and tell that Jesus has died for your sins. And thank be to God that Jesus did die for our sins, because guess what? We were in some deep, deep trouble. Amen? Amen? We were in a situation where we couldn't help ourselves. But thank God, hallelujah, that he gave his only begotten son, hallelujah, that his son took it for us. Amen? He paid the price for us. Amen. And so since he paid the price for us, hallelujah, that we can live more abundantly, right? Our life more abundantly. We can be free, amen, hallelujah, to live this earth on earth, amen, and to do the will of the Lord. And so we are to do this, amen. If you say that you are a disciple of Christ, this command, this order, this course of action, it's for you too. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say in the 15th verse, go. I'm going to stop there and look at the word go. Go equals a command. Go means to go. Listen, when God says it, when God tells you to go, you better go. Go is also a sign of obedience. Amen. And sometimes we don't want to be obedient to God, because I know that sometimes God has told you to go and do some things, but you decided, no, I'm not going. You decided that, no, God, I didn't hear you about that. Or you decided to say, no, I'm not doing it for whatever reason. But when God speaks and he says go, that means go. Amen. That's a sign of obedience. Amen. And the Bible says go, and it says to all into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In other words, that the Bible says preach, right, to every creature, amen, to every creed, amen, every nationality, amen. That means to everybody to hear the word of God. When God is saying preach the word to the creation, he's saying everybody to hear this word, amen. This is not the time to be choosy about who you want to speak the word to. Amen. God is saying that you need to speak this word to everybody. Nobody is to be left out. And guess what? Mm-hmm. Even if they don't like your word, if God said it, you got to say it anyhow. I say it like this. If you don't like what I said, you know what? Take it up with God, because God told me to say this word. And sometimes we get afraid to say and speak what God has given unto us because we're afraid of the faces. We are afraid of what people may say. But I declare and decree today, if God told you to go and preach that word or minister to someone or say a word to somebody, you do it. Why? Because the blood is on your hands when you don't speak a word. I use me, you know, as God speaks to me. Amen. And if I don't say that word, don't you know that God beats me up? The Holy Ghost will say to me and say, why you didn't say that word to that person? And it makes me feel bad because I didn't say that word. And so as I began to grow in ministry and grow in this kingdom walk, I realized whenever God speaks, I'm speaking it. It's coming out of my mouth. Amen. No matter how the person may not like it, it's on you. Amen. You take it up with God. So what I'm saying tonight is, hallelujah, preach the word to all creation. Don't stop telling God's word. Don't stop telling people about the good news. Amen. Listen, we always spread bad news, right? We always talking about somebody. We always saying something else bad about somebody. What about spreading the good news to somebody else? Telling somebody that God loves you. Telling somebody that he cares about you. What about encouraging your brothers and sisters? Because, listen, in this season, in this hour, we need to encourage one another. As we see the things that's happening in the world today, come on here, somebody. As we see the things that are happening in our White House, we see the things that are happening in our neighborhoods and our homes, we have to encourage one another. We have to be that brother's keeper. Hallelujah. That we have to be able to have that accountability for one another. Do you hear me out there tonight? Amen? Amen. Yeah,
amen.
Amen, amen. So there is accountability that we have to do in the kingdom. This is called kingdom assignment. Amen. I want to talk about that tonight, that there is kingdom assignment. Amen. There's no longer you saying, because I know sometimes people say, I'm bored in the kingdom. I'm bored doing church. Why? Why are you so bored doing church when there's assignment on your life? There's things to do in the kingdom. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions as I move forward? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions? Amen. Dr. Clay said this is an interacting Bible study. So you want to interject? Amen. You could come on and interject. Amen. Amen. So there's assignment there's assignment in the kingdom. And we are to do that because God is looking for us in this season to do that. Amen. We can't just put it on nobody else. It's you. That's who God is looking for you to do it to, do it for. God is looking for you to do it. Amen. Because sometimes we say, well, you know, when God gives you assignment, right, and God gives you something to do, we always put it on somebody else. Oh, I'll let her do it. Oh, I'll let him do it. No, God is saying you tonight. There's assignment on you. There's purpose. There's destiny. There's work for you to do in the kingdom. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. And the assignment is to preach, minister, tell the good news. Amen. Let the earth be fruitful with the word. Amen. Full, the Bible says, and it talks about in the Bible, allow the earth to be fruitful, right? Amen. He said be fruitful and multiply. And the way that you could be fruitful with this word, the way the earth could be fruitful is through his word of God. Telling people about God. Amen. Letting people know who he is in your life. Amen. Because in this season, like I said before, in this season, we have to be able to encourage each other.
Amen.
People need to hear. Amen. People need to be delivered. People need to be set free. And you are the vehicle. Come on here, somebody. You are the instrument.
Yes.
You are the portal to be used. Because guess what? God is illegal on earth. Hear me. He's illegal on earth if he comes in the spirit. He needs a body to do the work. Because he's illegal if he comes in the spirit. But he will be legal if he comes into your body to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah. And so let the earth be fruitful with the word. How do you know that
can
the
you,
word of
can
God?
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if I understand when you said that it's illegal. I believe that the Lord uses us as his instruments and here on earth.
What I'm saying,
go ahead.
What I'm saying, for God to operate in the spirit realm, right, he needs a body to do the work. He's illegal. Go ahead.
I guess I have a issue with the term, with the word illegal. I believe that we do have spiritual manifestations here on earth, in the spirit realm, and that he does use us as his instruments in the physical world.
Amen. Amen. So what you're saying, so I can understand, or maybe I can answer it, or if I didn't answer it.
I just, you caught me when you said to use the term illegal. That's what caught me. It's like, well.
Okay. Amen. And so as we move forward in the scripture, let me go back and say, let the earth be fruitful with the word of God. And how many of the word can make you fruitful? Amen. The word can deliver you. The word can heal you. The word can deliver you. The word can do awesome things in your life. Amen. And so as we preach this word and we spread this gospel. It's to the poor, amen. It's to the rich. It's to bind up some things, amen. When we preach this word, and that's why God is commanding us to do these things, because we have to preach to the poor, preach to the ones that need this word, that's poor in the spirit, amen. And so we are commanded, we are commissioned to do the work of the Lord. Any questions? Any comments? Amen. Y'all quiet out there tonight. Amen. And so this is our kingdom assignment. Amen. We are to do the things of the kingdom. And God is looking for us to do it. Amen. We do a lot of things for the world. But now it's time to come and do the things of the kingdom. We have a responsibility for the kingdom as well. Amen. And so as we move on to the Bible says in the 17th verse, it says, and these signs shall follow those who believe. In other words, these signs will accompany you on your journey in carrying out the Great Commission. Amen. And so when I looked at this word, these signs, I realized the sign has a responsibility too. And that responsibility is to follow you. Amen. So everything that God says has a responsibility. Let me say that again. The word sign has a responsibility too. And that is to follow you. Amen. Anybody getting that? Anybody understanding that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you believe, hallelujah, this and these are the signs. Come on here, somebody. These are the signs that Jesus is talking about in this scripture. If you believe, because you got to believe first for these signs to follow you. And one sign is, in my name, the Bible says, in my name, cast out demons. Amen. Let me read it for you. In my name, they will cast out demons. That's one sign, amen, but you got to believe. And for you to be able to cast out these demons, you got to use the name of Jesus. And why I say that you use the name of Jesus is because Jesus' name is a powerful name, amen. His name is so powerful that the demons have to flee. Jesus' name is so powerful, hallelujah. When you begin to declare it in your atmosphere, when you begin to declare it in your home, things will shift your atmosphere. So what I'm saying here tonight, when you call on the name of Jesus, things got to move. Things got to shift. Things got to take place. Hallelujah, when you call on the name of Jesus. Any questions? Hallelujah. Any questions?
Amen.
Glory to God. And so that's one of the signs, amen, that when you in the name, let me read it, in my name they will cast out demons. The second is they will speak with new tongues. Once again, the prerequisite is if you got to believe, you will speak with new tongues. There will be a new language. Hallelujah. There will be heavenly language speaking. There will be kingdom speaking. Hallelujah. Only if you believe. These are the signs that will follow you. Amen. New tongue, productive talking. Amen. And when I talk about productive talking, you use kingdom words like I can. What Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's kingdom talk. Amen. That's kingdom language. That's new tongue. Hallelujah. You speak in a different language. Amen. When you believe. See, your language begins to shift when you begin to believe in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm hoping you guys are getting what I'm saying tonight. Amen. Amen. And so the third one is in the verse 18. It says, they will take up serpents and they drink anything deadly. That's the third. That's the sign that should follow you. Hallelujah. Nothing deadly will harm you. If you look at Paul, Acts 28, 3-5, you remember when he was bitten by the snake and he shook the snake off in the fire, he was healed. Listen, it formed, it took place, but it would not penetrate. And some things that you think that things are happening in your life, yes, they do form, but it's not going to penetrate. Hallelujah. And that's what that scripture is saying as well. The Bible says no weapon formed against us, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so we have to realize in this season, in this hour, that God got you. God got your back. He's not going to allow anything to harm you. He's our protector. He's our guide. Ah, glory to God. And the last Amen. One, it says, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs shall follow you. These are one of the signs. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Not maybe, but shall recover. So that let me know in this scripture that there is some healing in my hands. Because when I begin to lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Hallelujah. I believe. There we go again, the word belief. Before these things can be manifested in your life, you must believe. That's the whole moral of the story as well. As we doing the work of the Lord, as we doing the assignment, spreading the good news, we must believe in what we're saying to the people. Glory to God.
Amen.
Listen, God can't move in your life when you don't believe. He can't operate properly in your life when you don't believe him. These manifestations that I just talked about can't happen if you don't believe. But in this season, in this hour, God is looking for us, the believers, to do his work. There's a mandate on your life tonight. Hallelujah. God is looking for you to do the things that he's called you to do. Here is your assignment that God is calling you to do. Mark 16:15, 16:17, and 18. Amen. Amen. Any questions?
No.
Anything that you don't understand, I said tonight. Hallelujah. I'll explain it to you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God. There's a mandate on your life. And when I looked at this particular scripture, it let me know how important my assignment is. I looked at this and said, I can't take my assignment lightly, because God is looking for me to do this. God is looking for me to fulfill this. If I say I believe you, I'm a believer. I believe you, God. I trust you. I rely on you. If I say all that, I got to do what my Father says. Amen.
Amen. And there are those lives and souls that are depending on us to not knowing it, but their salvation is dependent upon us doing what we're supposed to do. Their healing is dependent mm-hmm. upon the believers taking their commission and their calling seriously and doing what mm-hmm. they have been told, commissioned mm-hmm. to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And when I go back to the 17th verse, because I want to go back to there, when I said, when it says, And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. When I looked at that word, in my name, I got excited about that because I said, all I have to say is Jesus, and Jesus come to my rescue. All I say is Jesus. I don't need nothing else but Jesus. Amen. I don't need alcohol. I don't need drugs. I don't need no other sin to satisfy me or come to my rescue. Just give me Jesus. That's all I need. Just give me Jesus to help me to get through whatever I'm going through. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus, and he'll come to your rescue. And so when I looked at that, I realized how powerful his name is. The Bible says, even the Bible says this, even the demons have to flee. My God to thee. Hallelujah. When I just call on the name of Jesus and declare it in my atmosphere and declare it in my life, things begin to shift. My lifestyle begins to shift just by calling the name of Jesus. Because when you call on the name of Jesus, like I said before, things got to change. Thank you, Jesus. Things got to shift when you call on the name of Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, this blessed me. Hallelujah. My God, this word really blessed me because it opened up my mind and my spirit to the things of God and to the things that I know I need to do more. I'm spreading the news. I'm spreading the good news, but it's even provoking me to do more. And so this word in this particular scripture blessed me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Any questions?
Praise the Lord.
It's quiet out there tonight. Hallelujah.
All mics are open. All mics are open.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to know what we possess. Hallelujah. The power and authority that we possess. Because it says when you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. That's a powerful statement there. When you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Sickness got to bow down to the healing.
That's right.
Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Diseases got to bow down to the healing.
That's right.
And only way that can operate, it operates in kingdom, it operates in belief. Whatever that you're dealing with, it has to bow down. You take authority over that. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to go. You know, I was dealing with, I may testify to it before. I had a problem with my shoulder for a whole year. And I didn't go to the doctor because I couldn't lift my right arm up. And I didn't go to the doctor. And I said, no, I'm not going to go because they're going to tell me that I may need surgery and this and that. But, and as I began to pray and take authority over it and began to speak to my shoulder, and I told my shoulder, I literally did. I told my shoulder, be healed in the name of Jesus. And I began to declare kingdom speaking. I began to speak kingdom to my shoulder. And my shoulder is healed today. I can lift my hand up. I can lift my arm up and worship and give God praise because I took authority over the situation. Yes, it presented itself. Yes, it was there. But I took ownership of it and began to pray and tell that pain to be gone. I told whatever that was in my arm was causing me not to to raise, I told that thing and said, it has to go. It has to evict from my body. And I began to declare that and decree that. And now I can lift up my arm and give God praise and give worship because I was not allowing my shoulder and my shoulder pain to stop me from giving worship and praise to my God.
Amen.
And so when I start speaking that, I was healed.
Amen.
I'm able to lift up my arms. And so why I said that, and the reason why I said that is because you have to speak over your situation and declare and decree that it ain't so, that I am healed, that I am delivered. My God, hallelujah. And that kingdom, that's living a kingdom lifestyle. Because don't you know that we have rights in the kingdom? We could say a thing and it shall come to pass. My God to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions? I'm done, Dr. Clay.
Amen. Amen. All the mics are open. Any comments? Any comments? 1-4. Any comments? Anything that you have you'd like to share in reference to what you've received from this word? I guess I might as well go ahead and share my part, you know, so you can do it again. And I was, as you were saying that in terms of with the healing, you know, and I thought about, you know, in terms of where we're supposed to be as disciples, as believers. You know, and, you know, you made a comment in terms of believing, you know, and I just thought about, I think this is Matthew 17:16, where, you know, the disciples that walked with Jesus, they could not cast, you know, out the devils. They couldn't, you know, heal during that time.
Right.
And Jesus said, only these things only come by fasting and praying, you know, so I think that is a key piece, you know, to that, you know, we can believe. But we also have to take time out with the Lord, and that is by prayer and fasting, you know, so that we can be aligned, you know, with what God wants us to do. You know, so as you were saying it, I was thinking about that, you know, how important it
That's
is.
True.
You know, that, and I think we've gotten away from fasting and praying together, I think we've really gotten from that. At one time in the latter days, you know, we used to hear about that quite often, but not so much anymore. You know, we're moving further and further away, you know, from that. And I think I'm trying to get our attention, you know, that we need to, you know, that we need to go back. And in order to take authority, you know, over those things, you know, we have to basically submit ourselves 100% to the Lord. You know, submit ourselves 100%. You can't have one fitting foot in the world, you know, and one, you know, over the other side of the fence, straddling the fence, you know, trying to do what God wants us to do, and then the other foot is trying to, you know, hang out with the world or be still be a part. You know, so as you was, you know, those are some thoughts that came to my mind, you know, as I was just sitting around the table and just listening to that and just thinking about that. So those are my thoughts in terms of what you were saying, you know, and that is what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be going out, you know, and preaching the gospel, you know. Sometimes it's just planting seeds. You know, we may not see the fruition of what God wants, what God wants them. It's just planting a seed. And they might send somebody else. God is going to send somebody else to water it, somebody else, and before you know it, you know, we, you know, it might not even be within our time. We may never see them again, you know, but a change begins to start to take place, you know. But I do think, you know, believe that we need to start getting it together, you know, and being, you know, totally about God's business. I do believe that. Any other comments? Any comments out there? All your mics are open. We have invited you to dinner. You sit down and you've eaten, and we've eaten good, you know, and no one's talking about the food.
Right. We have to take responsibility of what God has given us to do, amen, and do His will, amen, because He's looking for us to do it, amen. Believe if He put it in you, He's expecting you to do it.
Yeah. I think that we have to be reminded too, because sometimes people think that the only people that can evangelize, the only people that can, you know, share the gospel, witness, are those that are ordained or somebody that's in leadership. Mm-hmm. But the word says everyone is supposed to do that. Once you know mm-hmm. that you know who Jesus mm-hmm. Christ is mm-hmm. and the blessings of Jesus, how can you hold it for yourself? You know, how can you not share? How can you not share? And that we are all commissioned to share, being born again Christians, being believers in Christ, qualifies us to be out to be one to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's it.
Yeah, I like that. You know, how can you hold it to yourself?
Right. After all that He's done for you, you just going to not tell it? You're not going to spread it to everybody else? You know, if God has been good to you, you know, you need to tell somebody else to let them know.
Amen.
If He did it for me, He could do it for you.
Amen. Amen. And you know, as you say that, you know, I think of a word that comes to my mind, accountability. I believe that we're all accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has given us all a purpose, and we are all accountable, you know, to our purpose. We're all accountable. And then God may just send someone and just, you know, you might be one of those hard-headed ones, you know, you might be one of those hard-headed ones that have a difficult time hearing God, and God will send someone in the physical to tell you what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It might be someone that you don't even know, but God's going to send someone to tell you what you need to know. But we are all accountable. We are all accountable. We are all accountable. You know, and when God, you know, comes and He comes back again, we are all accountable for our actions and our faith walk on this earth. We are all accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I think this will
be right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, good evening. Praise God. One thing I find, when you have a relationship, when God done something for you, it's like fire shut up in your bones. You got to tell it. You could be going into the restaurant. I remember there's times I've been going into the restaurant ready to eat after having a good meal,
a word of God, and then I want to go and even the principal friend and Holy Spirit said, you see those people over there at the table. Go and say something to them. Go witness them. I said, but God, I come to eat. But when you go over there and you open up your mouth and the Holy Spirit start leading you, you find that the people you are talking to or you are saying just what the Holy Spirit wants you to say to them because that's what they need. And everybody needs to hear your testimony, how God has watched you through. I'm a mother that has raised sons, have gone to prison and come out, and now they're living productive lives. So when I share that story with other mothers, it encouraged them, if he done it for her and her son, he could do it for me and mine.
Amen.
And the different
Amen.
Experiences that we share with maybe your divorce. I'm a divorcee, and I could share how I come out not bitter, but better. All right, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm finished.
Not bitter, but better. I like that. Not bitter,
right.
but better.
That sounds good right there.
Yeah. My way of, and you're talking about this, say that, Mother Gloria, you know, my way is, you know, for some reason I just talk to everybody. I call it a West Virginia mentality, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like my mom. Whoever I see, you know, I'm going to talk to. And within that talk,
Amen.
It's going to lead us.
And I'm a witness to that.
Talking about the Word of God.
You're a witness.
You're talking about the Word of God. You know, and sometimes the words they need to hear, and other times they're believers themselves.
That's right.
I said something to them in relationship to Christ. They're excited about that.
Yes.
I always say you have to watch who you entertain.
That's right.
I'm always thinking in the back of my mind, have you tried my faithful servant? And then you put your name.
And put your name. That's right.
And what did you do?
You know, something else. People are waiting to hear your testimony. To hear what God has done for you. People are going everywhere you go. You find someone. Pray for this. Pray for that. Pray for my family. And when you can tell him what he's done for your family, what he's done for you. And it encourages and it strengthens them to know by your testimony what he's done for you. It's just sharing what God has done. What God has done for you. This is awesome. I got in on the end of it. Well, when you talk about Jesus, I will talk to anybody, anywhere. I'll talk to a tree. I don't care if you stand in the Holy Spirit and say, you know, you need to go over there and talk to them. I'm on my way. I know Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for such a timely word. And as we come to our close, I'm looking at the hour. You know, thank you so much. Even if you did not say anything, and you know what, and if you would just say it, you know, the word, it's okay. Own way of working it out, you know, in each and every one of us. And sometimes you just can't say nothing. All you can do is just meditate. You know, all you can do is just meditate. So, you know, I just thank you for coming on and being a part of this hour, amen. We are here every Wednesday, and thank you so much. Tell a phone, tell a friend, you know, to come on
amen.
Out, you know, and let us invite you to dinner, you know, let us invite you to dinner, okay, because the food is definitely good, you know, it's good every Wednesday, okay. We serve top shelf, the word says taste and see that I am good.
That's right.
I like for each one of you to keep in mind that, you know, for those of Pastor Robinson had called and asked for prayer. He's still trying to locate a house. He said he's going through some trying time. So please put him on your prayer list. And also Pastor Miles, keep him on your prayer list. If he's always been asking from the very beginning, you know. And I believe the prayers of the righteous avail as much. You know, when we come
lift up Pastors David and Alicia Reese, too, our children, for they're seeking housing and they think they've found something. So please lift them up as
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
David and Alicia Reese, those are our kids. Amen. And listen, you know, that's what we're about. You know?
That's right.
That's what we are. The most powerful thing, and I know I'm going over, so please excuse me, the most powerful thing that we have is praying one for another. You know,
Amen.
If we put pray into the realm, you know, into the atmosphere, you know, and it gets to God, let me tell you something. Things begin to happen. As you said, Pastor Rome, things begin to happen. When you start talking about the Word of God as a certain realm, things begin to happen. But when we come together corporately, you know, I just think God is learning. You know, they finally learn. They are finally learning. You know, so again, thank you so much. Pastor Rome, do you have any closing remarks? Thank you so much, you know, for just, you know, reminding us of who we are and what our assignment is. Thank you so much for that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just, you know, the word that came forth tonight, I just want it to be a life-changing word. Amen. That it begins to make us think. Amen. And begin to get us in a mindset of kingdom and working the kingdom. Amen. So, you know, we have a mandate. And listen, I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. And what he's calling me to do in this season, in this hour. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Hey, God bless you. We thank you again. Thank you so much. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. We'll be in New York next week. Amen. We love to travel. So
please
come along with us. God bless you.
Awesome. God bless you.
God bless.
I face the dawn.